All right, so let's see. We're up to Perek Mem Aleph, Pasek. Yesterday we learned this very difficult Pasek with the Perish of the Mitzudos. So now we have to do it again with the Perish of Rashi. It's Perek Mem Aleph, Pasek. Pasuk Zayin. Okay, Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Zayin. So let's just read the words. We're not going to read the Mitzudos. We'll just read the words of the Pasuk again with the interpretation of the Mitzudos. It's a very, very difficult Pasuk, and the Mitzudos breaks the Pasuk up into many parts. The first word of the Pasuk is V'rochava. V'rochava means it widened. What widened? So when we look at page 6, picture number 1, we see that as we went up the steps, as we went up the rooms, as you go up each successive room, the area, the width of the room gets wider and wider. On the ground level, the width is 4 amos. When you go up to the second floor, the width of the rooms, the chambers, is 5 amos. And when you get up to the third floor, the width of the chamber is 6 amos. 4, 5, 6. Rashi taught us that in the Bayis Sheni, it was even wider. The ground level was 5, the middle was 6, and the upper level was 7. 5, 6, 7. For whatever reason, in the Bayis Shlishi, we are downgrading, and we start out 4, 5, 6. Period. After we read the word V'rochava, we put a period. We stop, and now we go to the next word of the Pasuk, Vinosva. What does Vinosva mean? Vinosva means there were spiral staircases. Where were there spiral staircases? You see picture number 2, illustration number 2, you see in between each one of these chambers, you see there's like, there's a hole somewhere, there's some type of a illustration depicting an area where there's a spiral staircase taking you from the ground level to the middle level to the upper level and taking you all the way up to the roof. That's what the word Vinosva means. Spiral staircases. Period. Next clause. According to the Mitzudos, the next words are Lamala, Lamala, Latzlaos. Period. Those three words are going back to the word Verochava. And it's coming to explain to us that when it said that it widened, let me elaborate. As you went up, Lamala, Lamala, as you went up higher and higher in the levels of chambers, Latz Laos in the Ta'im around the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKodashim, the rooms widened. So these three words are nothing more than a perish for the first word in the Pasuk, V'rochava. The next words, we put a period now. Now we read the next words, Ki Musav Habayis Lamala Lamala Saviv Saviv Labayis, period. Those words, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, those 8 words are coming to explain the word Vinosva. When it says in the Pasuk Vinosva, there is a spiral staircase, the question is why? Why is it necessary for there to be a staircase? The answer is, because how else are you going to get up to the roof? There is no other way of getting up to the roof, because this entire section was surrounded by a wall that went all the way around and had absolutely no openings. So there was no other way to get upstairs other than to have a spiral staircase in each chamber to go to the highest level. One more time, Ki Musaf. The reason why we had to have Vinasva, a spiral staircase, is because Musaf Habayis, this word here according to the Mitzudos means it was sheltered. It was sealed, it was enclosed around the bayis, meaning these chambers, this structure, was completely enclosed, lamala, lamala, all the way up to the very, very top, saviv, saviv, labayis, all the way around the structure. And therefore, the only way you're going to be able to get upstairs is if you have inside each chamber a spiral staircase, because there's no other way you can get inside. There's no staircase on the outside. There are no openings on the outside. There's absolutely no fire escapes, no techniques to get upstairs. So therefore, that's why you had to have these spiral staircases inside.
No windows.
No windows, nothing.
No light.
No lights, nothing. Doesn't say anything, right? No lights, nothing.
You know, picture one.
How do they, what?
Picture one has to be wrong.
Why?
Because first of all, the munach is missing.
Okay, so we learned there's a machloikis. I think that's
right. But there's another reason.
Yeah.
Because if you're in the room all the way to the mairim,
yeah,
you're using the room with a sheer door with the kaddish kadashim.
That wall, first of all, that wall, that little opening there, and that's where you go into the kaddish kadashim. This big, large area
right,
is the kaddish.
Alongside the wall.
Yeah. You're sharing a wall with the kaddish kadashim. So what?
Sharing wall with the kaddish.
So what?
So,
so what?
But it's large.
So
it's what?
So what?
But it's large.
So
it's the kedusha of kedusha.
No. Inside is the kedusha kedushim.
Within.
That's it. Okay. Now we go to the last words of the pasuk. Al kain roichav labayis lemala v'chein hatachtoina. Al kain roichav labayis lemala. That is going back now to explain the word virochava. We're going in circles. We're going now back to when you go up, when you go to a higher level, because lemal lemal latzlaos, it gets wider and wider. That's why as you ascend, it gets, each successive level becomes wider and wider. Period. Then we go back and we explain the spiral staircase. V'chein hatachtoina yala elev elyoina. Likewise, you can go from the lower chamber to the upper chamber, latichayna, through the middle chamber. So basically, what this pasuk has done over here is taken two words, and we're going back and forth. If we were writing the pasuk, we would probably write it like this. We would write, this is our virochava, and then you would write in Verochava, it got wider. Lemala, lemala, latzlaos. Alkein, roichav labayis, lemala. Period. You would take all of the sections of the pasuk that describe this unique characteristic of this area, that it got wider and wider as you ascended. And then you would make a new pasuk, and you would say Vinosava, there was a spiral staircase. Yale, and then you would jump to the words Kimusav Habayis Lamala Lamala. And then you would Sav Labayis Sav Labayis. And then the last words of the pasuk, Vichena Tachtoin Yale Elyoina Latichina. Okay, so that's, we spent a lot of time on this yesterday. It's extremely bizarre. But that's how the mitzvah of the pasuk is, that we jump. We have two words, v'rochava, then the word v'nosva, and then the remainder of the pasuk jumps back and forth, explaining each one of these words, basically giving us two different concepts, two different features, describing to us the idea that as you go higher on these three levels, the floor, the ground level, the width expands because of the madre ghost, because of the nature of the wall, and then we explain the spiral staircase. Now let's learn Rashi. Let's learn Rashi, Pasuk Zayin. Let's say Rashi learns this. Okay, Rashi, Pasuk Zayin, V'rochava, V'hatz la'os ha'yuholchim u'marchivin, L'malo, Kimo shepirashti, Ho'en tzo'is, the middle one, Rochava minatachtayna amma, V'chein v'olyoyna minhu amtzo'is amma, like exactly what we explained. Rochava means as you went up higher and higher, each floor got wider and wider. Next, v'nosva lemala lemala, is learning so far just like the mitzudos. These words are coming to explain to us the purpose of the misiba. The misiba, according to Rashi, refers to the spiral staircase. Umuseves misiba, and the misiba, it went in a circle. V'nosva lemala lemala, the spiral staircase turned circle. Shekarin we call vitzbalas. Shel binyan avonim. Michal, you have a translation for that?
It says, a spiral staircase.
Shel binyan avonim. Hu kmin amud. In the center, there's a pillar. U'ma'alois oilois bo, and steps go around it. V'oile bohem, a person who goes up these steps, doyme loik yoholech u'ma'akif, it's like he's going in circles. He's going, and he's circling. Sevivois amud avonim, he's going around the pillar.
Period. Uvuloshen Ashkenaz Karuv, they call this Windelstein.
Okay, so, right, which is unusual. First of all, he's using a German word, not a French word.
Ah, okay.
And Windel sounds to me like winding, and Stein is stone.
Stone. So, winding stones.
Stone pillar with a winding.
Winding stone, steps. V'hu she'amar b'binyan Shlomo. We have a parallel to this in the Bayis Rishon. Uvilulim ya'alu el hatichayna. Now, what does it mean, uvilulim? It's not really clear what the word there over there means, but I guess he's assuming it means a winding staircase. Afu miturgam uvim sibasa. There also, it's translated there as well as a misibasa, a misiba. And that a misiba means to go in a circle. So therefore, we have no choice but to say uvilulim bashal balul. Something is mixed. How do you mix something? When you mix something, you go in a circle. You go in a circle. So there the Targum says the word over the word. The Targum is uvim sibasa. There the Targum is borrowing what it says in Yecheskel. Kamo v'nasval l'mal l'mala. So in Sefer Melachim, it's borrowing what it says in Sefer Yecheskel. Sefer Yecheskel, we're going back to Sefer Melachim to figure out each other. V'chein misiba oyla l'mala l'mala ad hagag ha-tohe el. You know, he says explicitly that it goes all the way up until the roof. Commotion Mufarish Vaholech, like the Pasuk goes on to explain, Vaholech Shaham Vaholech, the Pasuk goes on to explain, Shahamisibo Oila Min Hatachtoin Lo Emtsoi, that with this spiral staircase we go from the lower chamber to the middle chamber, Umin Ho Emtsoi Le El Yoin to the upper chamber. And it doesn't say roof. The roof. You're right. I don't know.
How is there an entrance? If it doesn't go to the roof, there's no entrance.
How do you get to the roof? How then you get to the Chanam? So why do we have to go to the roof altogether? I don't know. Or maybe
get
what? Yeah, but
how do you get in to begin with?
Oh, that getting in to begin with, that's in the very bottom. So we learned there are only two entrances.
We don't need an entrance to the roof, right?
Right. We learned if you look. If you look in picture number one, you see on the very bottom where it says four?
Yeah.
Right, you see the little black square? That is the only entrance. The only way you get into all of these chambers in these two little open ways, entrances. That's the only way. I told you yesterday that the building departments would condemn this fire hazard. The only exit is to get through is a railroad apartments. You go from one to the other, up and up and up. How, no windows, no sprinkler system.
These are only toys. It's just like you have a garage. You only have one entrance to the garage, right?
Only, but a garage has a big entrance. There's only one room. Here you have 33 rooms. Three floors.
But they're only for storage. Nobody's
going to
live in there.
Still,
right?
Okay, well, obviously, we're dealing with
the back and the top. You've got to walk all the way to the back, climb up a three-floor ladder, and store it there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go further. Next. Kimusav Habayis. This next words, Kimusav Habayis Silaos. The chambers, they surround the bayis, lamala, lamala, saviv, saviv, la bayis. Now he's learning here that this interpretation is not like the Mitzvah Stavit, because the Mitzvah Stavit translated the word kimusav habayis is the wall. The reason why there was a need to have spiral staircases inside was because there was no other access. Why was there no other access? Because there was a wall that surrounded the entire perimeter. But that's not how Rashi learns. Rashi learns the words here, kimusav habayis, it's a general description, the tzilaos, the chambers, they surrounded the bayis, lamala lamala, saviv saviv labayis, alkein roichav habayis lamala, alkein shamarnu rechava, it's going back also, according to Rashi, this entire section is not referring to the spiral staircase like the mitsudos. But these words are part of the explanation for the word urechava, for the widening. Kimusa habayis salos lamal lamal lasav lasav labayis alkein roichav habayis lamala alkein diefor shamarnu urechava lamal lamala. That's why it turns out. That's why it got wider and wider. Roichav habayis toichatz laos lamala elyoina urechava mikulam, and therefore the highest level was the widest from them all. That really explains it. And then okay, the next words, v'chein ati chayna, tergim yonasan, v'chein bim sibta, in the spiral staircase, solkin, you would ascend, min ar oisa, from the ground, li'i lisa, to the third level, how? V'oirach, through mitziasa through the middle. It's a very strange way of describing what a staircase is. Like I told you, it sounds like going to an elevator and you have only two buttons. You have the button, the lobby, and the 10th floor. It's only two buttons on the elevator. So how do you get up on the 5th floor? You jump off. Okay, there's no door on the elevator, and as the elevator goes up, you come to the floor you want to get out on, you just got to jump out quickly. That's what it sounds like. The purpose of the staircase is to take you from the ground level to the third level.
Yeah, but it's an open staircase. So you get off wherever
you get where you want, but it's still a strange way of describing it. It's not the way you describe a staircase. The staircase takes you to each level is unique. It's chashuv in its own right. Here it says, telling us there's only two levels that are important. There is the ground level, and there is the upper level, and you get off in the middle. The chen yalu al yidei misiba minatachtoina el holyoina derachatichoina. So it's pretty similar to Rashi. It's not either mitzvah. It's not that much different than the mitzudos David. Okay, now let's go to the next pasuk. Okay. Now again, I apologize to you. Okay, what I told you. I told you that I goofed. I messed up. I spent a lot of time yesterday. Not a lot of time. I spent time yesterday making another handout, which has some really great illustrations. I wanted to show you a little bit of the Rambam, how the Rambam learns. The Rambam is very, very different than anything we've seen on the page. And in fact, here in this sefer, I didn't realize this, that here they have a thorough treatment of the Rambam. And the Bayis Sheni, he learns the Psukim, the Mishnayis, exactly the way we have it over here. He then does it all over again, from the beginning, explaining what this section looked like according to the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, it is something completely different world. Everything that surrounds it, everything that this whole year, the Ulam, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Tzla'os, looks nothing like what we are familiar with. And he has quite a number of illustrations. And I also brought in this book here. This is the temple. This is Livinoni. This is the temple in Jerusalem, a description of the Stekel Temple. And they don't even write here Lefi the Rambam. Everything in this sefer is Lefi the Shitas HaRambam. When this originally came out, it was a big coffee table book with big pullouts. And I actually got it. I actually, that was a long time ago. That was a very, very long time ago. And then they sold out. And years later, they republished the entire coffee table book, they miniaturized, like a lot of people do, in miniature. And they have all the pictures, all the illustrations, and in the back, they have diagrams. The diagrams, in fact, are even better than the model. What? Yeah, everything. They go through the Rambam word by word. Perish HaMishnayis HaRambam. They have the Bar Tanura and the Perish of the Rambam. And with the Perish of the Rambam, they illustrate, they have diagrams, and the model that he built, Rabbi Livinoni, is according to the Rambam. He actually built a model, and here they have photographs of the model, and when you look at it, it's completely different. What? Mesech the Midas, the Perish HaMishnayis LaRambam Mesech the Midas. And I made some photocopies of it, and unfortunately I left it at home. So Yirtz Hashem, after Yom Kippur, we will come back and we will discuss it. We'll go through just a little bit, just to get more of an appreciation of what of the Ram, how he learns everything here. Alright, now let's go to the next pasuk. Now we come to the Munach. Okay, now we come to the Munach. The next pasuk reads, V'ra'isi I've seen, Labayis, Goiva, Saviv, Saviv, Yecheskel is speaking, and I saw the height of the Heichel. Now notice here, it does not say the height. Nowhere does it say the height of this mission. See over here, this illustration, you see these illustrations we have over here, picture number one, picture number six. What's the height? What is the height from the ground all the way to the height, roof of the Ulam, the Kodesh HaKadoshim? How many amos tall is that? Yecheskel says it was very tall. I don't know how tall it was. All I see is V'ra'isi, I've seen Labayis Goiva. It's very, very high. Saviv, Saviv, all the way around. Does not tell us what the Rashi is going to discuss exactly what the height is one moment. And what I did see was musdos hatzlaos milo hakone. Sorry? What do you have here? We have Okay, you know, yeah, it's a kriv ksif. Okay, so the ksif is with a yud. Okay, but the kri is mu sidos. Okay, I saw the word mustos means the foundations. Okay, a foundation of a wall of the chambers. I saw the outer, basically means I saw the outer wall of this structure. It was meloy hakonesh sheish amas. Now this means the thickness. According to the Mitzvus, it means the thickness of the wall was 6 amas. Atzilah means it was very great. Okay, Atzilah means Atzile v'yes Atzile b'nei Yisrael. What does that mean? The Atzile b'nei Yisrael means the great people. The great people of Klal Yisrael. So this refers to that the foundation of this wall was very great in thickness. Was great in thickness. The foundation was 6. Now, unfortunately, you don't have the picture here. I have the picture. I'm delinquent. I didn't even make the picture on my handout.
So Nebuchadnezzar was a vision.
Yeah, everything is in the vision.
So well, this how isn't, do you know the measurements from a vision?
Everything is in the vision. Now, what this means over here is as follows. You don't see this. Now, Atzilah means it was 6. Now, here's the problem. The problem is. Hey, let's look at the picture. The picture we don't really have here, showing you the picture. But basically, let's get an idea of illustration number one. Illustration number one shows you two numbers. It shows you the thickness of the wall on the inside of the Kodesh was 6, and it shows you the width of the chamber was 4. Now, the next section is the outside of the chamber. What was the thickness of that wall? Now we really learned Rashi. We learned this before in Rashi and the Mitzudos in picture number 3. It was 5. So if you go back down to number 3, basically the thickness of all of the walls of the Tah were 5 amos thick. And that's what you saw above ground. But they did not build the Tah. They did not build this. They did not start building this on the surface. There was a foundation that was below ground, just like today. The foundation was below ground. How deep did the foundation go? We have no idea. It does not say. But it does say here in this pasuk that the thickness of the foundation below ground was 6 amos. And the thickness of the wall that you see in this illustration above ground was 5 amos. So in this illustration number 1, on the left of the two, the left of the four on the left side, and the right of the 4 on the right side, you see that wall. That wall, what we see is 5, but below ground was 6. The foundation below ground. You don't see that in this illustration. I have another illustration over here. It shows the foundation beneath, below ground. And it's showing you below ground it was 6. And then as it comes up, it was 5. So let's see.
That sounds, I don't know, I'm not an architect, but it sounds like kind of a thin foundation for such a heavy structure.
Okay, maybe.
It was stone. It was built
maybe.
On the,
it was only one armor below. Let's see the Mitzudos of it.
But then you have, so what's the support for the tummy?
This is the support for the Tom. I mean,
there, so it's only one amma, even though that's 4 ammas wide. It's only one amma extra, right?
Only one amma extra, correct.
But the Tayin, at least the bottom Tayin, was 4 ammas wide.
Right. So what was that standing on? Nothing. That was just on the ground level. There's nothing underneath. In this picture, there's nothing underneath the Tayin. Nothing. The only thing that you have below ground was a support for the walls on each side. The wall that was 6 was 6. And the wall that was 5 was 5. And the truth is, in this picture, I don't know why he seems to show that it's a little bit wider. On the wall that's 6, there was 7. He seems to show here that in this picture, the wall that was 5 had a foundation of 6, and the wall that was 6 had a foundation of 7. But it does not say that in the pasuk. It does not say that in the pasuk. Let's see the Mitzudos pasuk Ches. I saw that the bayis was very tall to go above the chambers. You know, this section, obviously, the chambers, you see, it ends at a very low level. The wall goes much, much higher, like you see in picture number 6. The chambers, we said, we approximated that the height of the ceiling of the 3 levels in total was not more than 7 amos. Right? Not more than 14 feet. So that's you're not giving a lot of space for each chair. You have to probably duck as you go into each room. You have to keep your head down. The ceiling of each of these levels is very, very low, but I saw that on top of it it went all the way up. Okay, then the next words of the Mesusa are Mustos Hatzlaos. Now we're describing the foundation of these walls. Yisoid Kostlei Hatzlaos, the foundation of the walls of the Tzlaos, the chambers, Nivne Besoicha Karaka, below ground. Hoya Miloi Hakone. Now this goes back to the beginning of Perek Mem, where we have been taught that the standard measuring rod used in the base of Hamikdash was a Kone, and that was 6 Amos. Ulitoisefes Beyer, in order to make it crystal clear, Omar, if you forgot what the measuring rod was, let me remind you, was Shesh Amots Atzilah. What does the word Atzilah mean? Ritzon Leimar, Amos Gidolois, Bnei Shisha Tfachim. So as explained here, there are 2 different types of amos. There's an amo that's measured with 5 tefachim, and there's an amo of 6 tefachim. So here when it says great means the larger amo. The larger amo, ki kein hoye midas hakone, k'moy shenema lamala, that's what we learned in the previous, we learned in the beginning. Okay, so this pasuk, read the words one time in the pasuk, but isi I saw yichas says labayis. I saw that on top of the chambers, the remainder of the height of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Ulam was Goiva, was very, very, very tall. How tall, it does not say. Saviv, all the way around, period. Now we have a new pasuk, a new theme. Mustos Hatzlaos, the foundation of these chambers. He had x-ray vision, Yechezkel. Yechezkel, besides having nevuah to see, it's like a nevuah within a nevuah. You ever have a dream that in your dream you're having a dream, right? Isn't that bizarre? In my dream, I'm awake, then I go home and I go to sleep, and I have a dream within my dream.
What's worse is having a nightmare in a nightmare.
Having a nightmare in a nightmare. So here it's very interesting. Over here, Hashem is showing Yechezkel nevuah. Oh, look at the Beis Hamikdash. And in the Nevuah, Hashem is giving him x-ray vision. I'm showing you the thickness of the wall underneath the ground. How could he see that?
Maybe the Malach told him.
What? He's saying very easy. I see. So that's a very interesting thing. It's just not just enough to see what's Nigla, which itself is a vision, to see x-ray vision what's underground. And what is it on the ground? I saw the Mustos Hatzlos, the foundation of the chambers, Milo HaKoneh. We could have stopped right here. We learned the meaning of Perek Mem, was the length of one measuring rod, which is 6 Amos. But in case you forgot, let me remind you, it's Sheish Amos, 6 Amos. What kind of Amos? Not the smaller Amos. That's from 5 Tefachim, but the larger Amos of Atzilah. The large one, so that means the massive one, the Amma of 6 Tefachim. Rashi.
How do you measure it? You can't see it.
Rashi, let's see, Rashi, you look like the bionic man, right? The bionic man, like you see in the eyes, you can see all the measurements and all the... Let's see Pasuk Ches and Rashi. Rashi says, V'r'isi labayis goiva lo peresh shi'uroi. Okay, so look what it says over here. It does not specify the height. There is no measurement. It does not say anywhere. Aval. Rashi wants to connect this to Masechta Midos, where it does tell us some dimensions. Aval Masechta Midos, Shaninuk al Rum Mea Amma. There it says the height of this structure was 100 Amas. That's about 150 feet to 200 feet. That means 15 to 20 stories tall. That is massive. On the Lower East Side of the co-ops, it's 20 stories. 20 stories, and it's, believe 21. Me, 20, 21?
21.
21. And it's high, okay? It's no, go down the FDR drive, okay, right before you turn, you go down towards that last stretch before you come to the bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, you see all the co-ops.
Grand Street,
it's 20, it's massively tall. Can you imagine, that was the height of the Beis Hamikdash in ancient times. They built such massive structures in ancient times. That's very unique. Are there parallels to that? Going back over here, I mean,
it's all stone.
All stone, yeah. How do they schlep the stone up so high?
And how do you cut it so it's exactly?
Yeah, it's a real field. What are the height of the pyramids? Anyone know the height of the pyramids?
300 something feet.
Wow, 300 feet.
They covered it with to make the angle.
They covered it?
They used the rectangular blocks.
Okay.
And then they.
Well, the pyramids.
Check it out.
Something in between.
The pyramids, you mean? Okay. Well, the pyramids at least was on an angle. Okay. Never mind. Mustos hatzlos mloakonia. What is the word mustos? It means the foundation. The yisoid hatzlos hoyim mloakonia. What is mloakonia? Sheish amos atzila. So what is the word atzila? Tirgim yonason revach. Revach means the width. Yisoid mechitzas hatzila besoicha oretz in the ground. Hoyerochav was wide sheish amos. Like we learned Kemoshe Meforosh Bebinyan Mikra Shel Achrav, like we learned the pasuk before. Okay, next pasuk. Roichav Hakir. Now we're going to describe the munach.
Before
455
feet.
Somewhere
they had some lower, but
they
were
up to 455. Fact checkers here.
Should
we become a politician? Okay.
No, you tell too much of the truth.
Okay, let's see. So 1 second over here. All right, he has a discussion. What are the height was? He says Rashi says 100. He just cites over that some of the farshim when it was much higher than 100. Then there's the Bayis Shlishi. The Bayis is going to be much higher than 100, much higher. I mean, today with technology, of course, you can go, the Freedom Tower in India. How they have the tall? Where's the tallest building? India, I think they have the tallest building.
No,
Dubai,
in the Middle East,
right?
Dubai.
Dubai. 171
stories. 171 stories. Ooh, wow. Okay, so some learn, the Pasuk doesn't say, we don't really know how tall it's going to be. Rashi says 100, not the other Pasuk would say it could be even taller. Okay, now we go to the next Pasuk. Pasuk test. Roichav hakir asher latzela el hachutz. The height of the outer wall. Now he's referring over here, he's referring referring to the western wall. The kir of the ta'im. Okay, was only a height, the width, the thickness, we're describing the thickness of the wall, was
outer
how thick?
The outer wall,
it seems. That's what we're going to learn.
That's the wall that's around.
That's number three, picture number three, the extreme right. You see the ta, you see the number four inside, that's the width of the ta, and then we have a wall, a perimeter wall on the outside. That wall was five amos, pasuk test, reichav, the width, hakir, Asher Latzela El Hachutz. Chutz here, according to the Mefarshim, means the west wall was Chomesh Amos. Period. We can really stop there. That is one halacha. The next thing is Vasher Munach. What about this? The alleyway, which we've been referring to many, many times, this alleyway that was in between the pathway that you can travel between the Ta'im and the wall of the Kodesh, and the area space between the Ulam. Picture number six, it shows you there the Munach, and it shows you also in picture number five the Munach. That's the open space between the end of the chambers and the wall of the Beis HaKhalifites. That's like when the extension of the Ulam. V'asher Munach, Beis Sila'ois, Asher Labois. Likewise, ditto, five Amos will also be for the Munach, which is called the Beis Sila'ois, the section of the chambers. Asher Labayis, that was adjacent to the bayis.
He's talking about the space.
The space, the empty space. The thickness of the wall, we're discussing now really the two extremes. And this picture number three. So the extreme number one is the westernmost wall. The westernmost wall behind the tomb, the right side is five amos thick. And what is the easternmost space? At the base Hamikdash really ends with the wall of the Ulam. That extension that goes out in front on both sides, that's not really part of the Heichal. That did not exist in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, there was only the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There was no such thing as the Ulam. The Ulam was an addition that was added in the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, and in, will be in the Bayis Shlishi. So that's not really part of the Beis HaMikdash, of the actual structure. So where then does it end? It ends with the open space. The open space is the Munach. That's going to be the alleyway that's in between the Beis HaKhalifas and the Toyim. That also was five. So there was five on the right, as in the form of a wall, and there was five on the left, on the eastern side, in the form of open space, an alleyway to get in between the chambers, and walk down that alleyway, the gray area that you see in this illustration. Let's see the pasuk in the Mitzvah's pasuk test. Pasuk test, v'vorechav, oivya ha-koysel ha-tzeilah, pointed l'chutz, the thickness of the wall that turned towards the outside was bas, was chomesh amos, five amos, v'ha-yisoyd, mitachas, bolto l'halon ama'achas. Because that was in the previous pasuk that we learned before, that the foundation was underground was six amos, but was what appeared above ground in this illustration was five amos. The asher munach, hoya munach, there was a munach, an open space, makom panu lebinyan, that was open for panu lebinyan, that was clear of any structure. Hatzlaos asher hoyu el habayis. And this munach was on both sides. Both sides, picture 5, picture number 6, picture number 4. You see it all over the place. He's showing you the munach in all those four pictures, 4, 5, and 6. And you can see it in picture 3 as well. That was the open space which allowed you to get access into that alleyway. So the commotion is sparked by kuntras being a bias for Hashem near Bitsura, like you see in the picture. He's telling you, look at the picture over here, picture on page number 6, you see the munach. Let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk, there's a lot of Rashi over here. Roichav hakir asher latzela elachutz, mechitzas hato'im hasmucho lechotzer, hi mechitza marovis. So this mechitza we're referring to is the western wall, the last mechitza of the chambers that's close to the courtyard. Meaning this whole structure, we don't have the picture in front of us, was all inside of the chatzer ha-pnimis. There's the chatzer ha-chitzoyna and the chatzer ha-pnimis. The Bayis Shlishi will be built in a square, pretty much as a square. It's not a perfect square, but it's pretty close. The chatzer ha-chitzoyna and all of the open areas are going to be for what's called the Ezras Nashim, and we're going to learn about the different chambers, these four massive chambers that were in the chatzer ha-chitzoyna. But right now we're focusing primarily on the chatzer ha-pnimis. The Chatzar HaPnimis is where we have the Ulam, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Mizbeach, and the steps, the Duchan for the Kohanim to stand on. And we had a few chambers for the Lishkas HaMadichin, and the Lishkas for the Kohanim and the Levim. This is all taken in within the Chatzar HaPnimis. So it's telling us that the very last section of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's in between the wall, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the wall of the Chatzar HaPnimis, is what we are discussing at this moment in time, and with learning that the thickness of this wall is exactly 5 amos. One more time, mechitzas hatoim hasmucha lechatzer hi mechitzas maravis is the westernmost wall. Chamesh amos v'chein shnin b'mesech demidos ba'isrei koysel shu chamesh. In mesech demidos we learn as well the wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim along the end of the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Tamar is 5 amos. V'asher munach, and now we're going to the opposite side, to the east, the open area. Umokoim panui hoya munach bimiktsaos in the corners. Hatsafoin vahadaroim, sheitzel, the north and the south, sheitzel hamizrach vamarov. Now the word hamarov does not fit. The word hamarov over here is a word which appears to be. You know the word marov? Okay, I have the word marov in my edition, and on the side of my page it says in the sifsa, you don't have to see the sifsa came hatsafoin vahadaroim kachzach lemar, ta'us soifer. There is a mistake. And the word v'hamar does not belong. Okay, but they already corrected in your edition. They took it out. Okay, she'ein ha-to'im akifim es kol habayis. The to'im do not surround all four sides. The to'im only surround three sides. And in that open area, picture number 4, is where you have the entranceway, the only way to get into these chambers. She b'miktzo'is mizrachis, on the corners on the east side. Kimo Sha'amar Be'inyan Upesach Chatzela LaMunach, the opening to the tzela of the munach. Ki lo hayu lechem pesachim la to'im, There was no other way to get inside these chambers. Loy litzad hachatzer, not on the north, the south, the courtyard. Veloy litzad heichol, not on the inside, not on the outside. The only way you can get into these 33 chambers was through those two little entranceways that you can clearly see in picture number one on the bottom, right next to the number four. And you can see in picture number four, they show you one of them, and there was a parallel on the other side. Those are the only way you can get into all 33 chambers.
Okay, I think it would pass
the
inspector's test, because you could walk all the way around the Torim and come out the other side, right?
Yeah, you could walk all the way around the Torim here, but there's no windows. Mm-hmm. How?
Windows,
what?
But there's two doors.
There are two doors in the front.
Right, but you can walk all the way around.
All the way around. But
so there's two doors. So.
No, okay, all right, listen, you can get out, obviously, but you're locked in here. Let's say you're all on the other side. Let's say you're on the Kaisal Hamaravi. And you're on the third floor. How are you going to get out? You got to go down two stories. And you got to go...
Either turn left or turn right.
Turn left. You got to go walk through five rooms.
Right.
And in between each room, there's a spiral staircase that's blocking you right smack in the center. It's a long walk. There's a long way to get out. It's not so simple.
Now, look. In number three, there's a little six in there by the...
Yes.
What is that six?
That's the thickness of the wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was six. But the wall, what? Now, we're not here. That we learned before. That's not it. That we learned before. That was several. The wall, but we're now discussing the wall of the Toyim, the outer wall. The outer wall was five. Indeed, the wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was six, but the next wall on the other side of the Toyim was only five. In this illustration, you see, the way he depicts it, it's interesting, is that the pasuk tells us that if the thickness, the foundation of the wall of the Toyim was one amma more than the actual thickness of the wall, that has to mean that the foundation of the wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim had to be seven. If the wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Heichal, the entire other area, was six, that means the foundation beneath it had to be one amma more. How does he know that? I don't know. Maybe he has some other source for that. Who says there was even a foundation altogether? Maybe it operated with a different set of rules. Here, wherever the pasuk says, it says. Whatever the pasuk does not say, do we have a right to go make assumptions that it did exist? Okay, these are all very big questions. Now let's just go further over here. We're very careful over here. Let's word. It was along the width of the wall, pasuach le'oisai mekayim ha'munach. Uve oisai pesach nichnasin lo, and through that entrance you would go into, umimenu lato hasheni, and from room number one to room number two, umin hasheni el hashlishi, v'chein tzav, you go around the entire, all the rooms. Shekein shninu b'mesech demidais, shaloisha pesachim l'chol echad v'yechad. Each chamber had three entrances. Look at picture number two. Or picture number three, each of the inner chambers, there are three openings. You go to the left, you can go to the right, and you can go up. Or you can really go down. If you're in the middle, you can really go up or down. So that's really the three different numbers. Echad lata min hayamin, v'echad lata min hasmal, v'echad lata sha'al gabav. Up, you go left, right, or on top. V'af yonasan tigim kein, v'asher munach, v'asher shavik. The word shavik means an open area. Okay, l'shoin acher. And the second picture, unfortunately, I had it on the other handout. He's saying the same thing. Kamal. The only difference is that the three entranceways, basically, this would definitely pass fire code inspection, because it means each ta opened up also to the alleyway. The way you see it in this picture, picture number three, there's no way to get in, but they don't even show you, only through the munach. And that's it, two entrance ways. The other Perish Rash is going to learn is, at least on the ground level, each ta opened also to the alleyway in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodesh.
That would be the most practical.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely. Losh nacher v'asher munach k'loimar v'chein oisoy shel tzad...
To the outside?
Now, in this picture, it would be the inside. The way they have it here in this book, in this sefer, is the inside. The inside, not into the not into the outside.
Then you have to worry about where the tonsils were actually, because we have
right. That was another interpretation. I had all that, you know, I had all that stuff on the other hand. Out.
For security, it shouldn't open to the outside.
You worried about security? I'm worried about fire hazard. You worried about security? Okay, so and that's what it says. Let's see. We have a new interpretation.
There's nothing there to burn. Everything is stone.
How then did they burn the base? The base
the
was burned down.
Smoke.
But it says the churban on Tisha B'av, we learn about it was burnt. There was a fire that came down in Hashemayim. What are you talking about? It's stone. It's stone. How was it? How did it burn? I don't know. It's very. It's, what does it mean exactly? That's a famous question.
Not enough. I think anything can burn.
Even stone? The walls were stone. Everything was stone. So there was some wood paneling.
Limestone burns.
Yeah.
It melts.
Let's read this Rashi. Kiloimar v'chein oisa shel tzad pinim min hatzlaos litzad bayis munach. The inner side, okay, the inner side of the alleyway, mokoyim ponu hoya, it was an open space, munach ben hatoim ben habayis, uve oisim mokum hoyu pischei hatoim. In Rashi's second interpretation, each one of the chambers on the lower level opened to the alleyway between the kodesh kodashim and the toim. There was an opening to the chambers to the munach. The width of the munach, the alleyway, was 5 amos. The chambers did not touch the bayis. Not like in picture number one. In picture number one, it's showing you an interpretation where the chambers actually touch the bayis. And here is, and that's in fact the way the art scroll presents it. In the art scroll, they present it, and then they have a munach on the outside, and then there is an additional wall. Rashi here is saying, at least in the second interpretation, it could be maybe that's the difference between the first interpretation and the second interpretation. He's saying no. The way it was, the munach was in between the toim. That's how Rashi in the Perush Acher. But again, the first Perush doesn't explicitly say that. So not necessarily the point of disagreement, but here at least in this interpretation is clearly the way it's depicted in this Sefer, not the way it is depicted in the art scroll. Those who have the art scroll, it did not actually touch the wall. Shlo yu atoim smuchim labayis klal. The avir, there was airspace, yihye b'neihem. The habayis chomesh amois. The thickness of the bayis, I think he assumes.
The
bayis chamesh amos, the airspace that was between them and the bayis, the airspace between the chambers and the bayis was the munach, the open space was 5 amos. The chain tigim yonasan v'asar shavikin. Now next word.
That,
yeah.
Then this idea that each of the chambers got wider means that wall.
No, that stays the same. That could be the same because the wall.
So it's 5. At the bottom is 5. Then it goes 4. Then it goes 3. So
you're right. Then you would have to readjust the numbers. Yeah, that is correct. Picture number one, you're right, because picture number one is learning like the other interpretation where it hugged. And we know for a fact that the wall of the Hegel was 6. Then it had to get thinner. Correct. But if we're going to say there was a separate structure in and of itself and it was only 5, you're right. Then it went down to 4 and to 3. But also had the advantage, it didn't go up that high anyway. It only went up a couple of amos. So then it wasn't really necessary for it to be so thick anyway on top. That is correct. Okay, so next words of Rashi. Based Tzlaos Asher Labayis, Neged Avir, Roichev Chatzalois Bekeren Avzavis, opposite the airspace along the width of the chambers in the corner of the Bayis, Saviv, Shekasub, Shemokoy Mamunach, Einoi Bi'arba Pinois Kimashmo. When it says all the way around, it's misleading. If you read the word saviv, so you get the impression it went on all 4 sides. That's not correct. It only went around 3 sides. Einoi ba'arba pinos kimashmo, elo klemar mikan u'daroim v'tzafoin. on the north and the south, Zavis Dreimis Mizrachis, on the corner of the Dreimis Mizrachis, on the east side of the Zavis, the corner of the Tzvanis Mizrachis, is where the Munach was. That was where the Munach was there as well, like you see in this picture. The Munach did not go all four of them. They're referring to the Munach. The alleyway did not go on the west. That's what it means. The alleyway only was on the east and the north and the south, like you see in this picture. This picture shows you the Munach leading into. That's not an alleyway. That's just a very narrow passageway to get into the Tah. But that's not the same width of five amos. That's what we're calling the Munach. It only went on three sides, but not on the west side. Okay, so this is pasuk. Okay, now it begins a new section in the Lishkai. So I don't have the list, so we're not going to do this now. So, but when it stops and watch, I want to tell you one thought, one ha'ara ties into Yom Kippur. Let me see if I can find you the pasuk right now. We learn over here one thing that's very interesting is that the pasuk explicitly tells us that there were a total of 33 chambers. That's what it says. We learned that yesterday. Go back to pasuk vav vehatzlaos. Tzela el tzela shalosh ushloshim pe'amim. 33. How do you get 33? So we learned the picture was there's five on each side, and there's five on each level. On the ground level, there's five on the north, five on the south, and one on the west. So each seder has 11 chambers, and the same is for the second level, and the same is for the third level. For a grand total of 11, 11, 11, 33 chambers, and that's what the pasuk says, Vatzlaos Tzela El Tzela Shalosh Ushloshim Pe'amim. And what did Rashi tell us? Do not get confused. Do not equate the Bayis Shlishi with the Bayis Sheni and the Bayis Rishon, because it says clearly in Masechta Midos that there were a total of 38 chambers in the Bayis Sheni in Masechta Midos. How do we get the extra chambers? That is because on the ground level, on the west, there were three chambers. Picture number three in this illustration, you see only one chamber on the bottom. In the Bayis Sheni, there were three chambers on the west, on the right side. And the same was true for the second level. The third level only had two. It went from three to two, and that gives us in the Bayis Sheni a grand total of 38. But in the Bayis Shlishi, Meretz Hashem, there will be 33. We're going down from 38 to 33. There's going to be 11 per Seder. I just have a Ha'ara. There's a very famous, this is now up to Yom Kippur. At Yom Kippur, we have the Soher La'azazel. And we always speak about this in Parshas, spoke about this in the past in Parshas, Achrimos. Achrimos, about the Soher La'azazel, the Ibn Ezra. I hope I can find it quickly. The Ibn Ezra says, what is this all about, that on Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol, after they make the Goyrol, the Soher LaHashem and the Soher LaAzazel, send out the Soher LaAzazel. What is this all about? So the Ibn Ezra says, maybe I can find it. I didn't get a chance to look it up, unfortunately, but I'll tell you the secret when you get to 33.
Isn't that in the Ramban?
No, it's the Ibn Ezra. Down the Ramban quotes it. Give me one moment to find the exact words. Okay, here it is. Beginning of Achrimos. Okay, Verochat. Chol Adam. Because here we are over here, Vasar Sha'olov Hagoro La Hashem Yo'amat Chai. Okay, so over here Ibn Ezra says, here it is, I got it. Here it is. Kilo Yeshad Vim Yuchil Kabasai. The im yecholas, the pasuk reads, the hasoir, asher, olav, hagoyol, lazozel, yomat chai, it shall stand alive, lefnei Hashem, lechaper olav, look at Mr. Klein, You put, you do smicha on it. You wait until you finish the korbanos, and then you send it out. You throw it off the cliff. But in the meantime, it's a yamad chai. Ibn Ezra, everyone, all the darshanim, you cannot learn Pash Achim without coming across in the Sefer Machshav of Sefer Drush. The someone calling Ibn Ezra, and he writes over here, "V'im yecheles lehavin said, if you're able to understand the secret, shehu achar milas azazel, after the word azazel, teda, you will know sodo, the sod shemo." I'm just saying words. I have no idea what these words mean. There are similarities in Mikra, in Tanakh. I will reveal to you a small fraction of the secret. When you will be ben shaloshim v'shalosh, when you will be 33, teido enu, you will then know what this means. What does that mean? So everyone has an idea. Someone has said, I think the best idea is, the simplest idea is, if you count 33 psukim from this pasuk that we read, you're going to come to the pasuk v'lo yizbuchu. It's a pasuk of avodah zarah. V'lo yizbuchu od las seirim. Do not offer sacrifices to the demons. So there's a connection between this pasuk. I'll tell you the pasuk in a moment. Ushmartem is what? As zivchehem lasirim. Do not offer sacrifices to the demons. It has something to do with avodah zarah. Whatever this means. Okay, some interpretation. Someone is saying, one other very popular Jewish is Yaakov Avinu, because he said Yaakov Avinu, he only lived to the age of 147, and he should have lived to the age of 180 like his father. He died 33 years before his time. He was not Yo'amad Chai. He should have remained Yo'amad Chai another 33 because he complained. 33 words. He said to Paro, Ma'at viro'im ha'yu yimei chayayv lo yisigu simei chayayv osai. Okay, in that passage where Yaakov Avinu complained, there were 33 words for complaining. He lost 30.
The 33 words begin with Kama yimei.
Yes. Kama yishmei chanai, because he looked old. That's also part of the drush. Why do you even look old? You should look young, fresh, vibrant. You should be gezunt. Why did you let the tsarist get to you? He complained. And because he complained, 33 years were taken away from his life. Pasuk was telling you, Yo'amad Chai. Person should not complain, should not question Hashem. Yo'amad Chai, and thus you'll be the Sor La'Zazel, you'll remain alive. And that's very much relevant for the Yomim Le'Rohim and Yom HaKippurim. Yo'amad Chai. Don't complain. Don't have tainus against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person does not know what's going on behind the scenes, and a person should take joy in everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. A lot of powerful mussar in what is the number 33. Okay, but I want to suggest to you, now that we've learned over here, Sefer Yecheskel, and it says, it's a pasuk, it's an old pasuk, it's not a medrash, it says there are 33 chambers. There are 33 chambers that surround the Kodesh and the Kodesh. What is going on over here? Bechlal, everyone's asking the question. What's going on here? Mr. Murillas keeps on asking the question. What are the purpose of these chambers? How much storage space do you already need in the Beis Hamikdash? What do they got already over there? What's it all about? It's a very big mystery. And the Rambam, like I told you, Rambam has a whole new mahalach on what's going on over here. It's not these little chambers. It's something much more significant. But we learned there are 33 chambers that are surrounding and developing. Now, I don't know what this means. I'm just thinking out loud with you. The Sawyer, definitely, according to many of the Mepharshim, refers to Esav. Esav is an Ish Sawyer. Esav is the Samoel. Esav represents the He-Goat. And we do know that Yaakov Avinu, the Brachos, there was a very big conflict. Who should get the Brachos? Should Yaakov get the Brachos? Should Esav get the Brachos? The Machlek is between Rivka and Rachel, and Rivka and Yitzchak. And we begin Yishtabach, we change the words, so Befi Yishrem Tisalol, Yitzchak, and Rivka.
And he lives in Seir.
And he lives Esav, Har Seir, Nasati, Yerushal, Esav. Esav lives in Seir. But when Esav realized that he lost the brachas, he had deep charata. He cried, two tears came down from his cheeks. And Chazal said, because two tears came down from his cheek when he realized the pain of realizing what he lost out, how he had been so foolish to sell the Bechora to Yaakov, and now all these years later, everything in hindsight, he looks back and he realized the foolishness of what he has done, he cried. And that cry had an impact, and because of those tears, the Medrash says, he had shlita over the Beis HaMikdash, and somehow those tears brought about that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now I know you'll ask me, well, the Bais Rishon has nothing to do with Esav, has to do with Nebuchadnezzar, with Babel. I don't know. Obviously, there's still the Medrash still learns that the Nebuchadnezzar and Babel still have some connection to Esav. I don't know, I'm not clear. Rome, Bais Sheni certainly is Esav. That's no question about it. But somehow the Medrash equates the two. And Chazal say, had Esav released one more tear, then Lo Nishar Misaneim Shel Yisrael Sod Lepalit. They would not have ever been, would not be possible to be a third Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on us and prevented it from crying a third tier. So you see, and then what did Yitzchak tell Esav? V'hayo kasher torid uforakto uloi me'al tzavarecha. That if Yaakov Avinu is not going to appreciate what he has, he's not going to appreciate the kedusha that he has in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Kodesh, in the Kodesh Hakodashim. Then yes, you Esav, you will have the ability in the times of history to take away uforakto uloi me'al tzavarecha. You'll be able to take off the yoke off his neck. And what is tzavarecha, by the way? What is the tzavar? Tzavar always alludes to the Beis Hamikdash. Uforakto uloi me'al tzavarecha. Yitzchak said to Esav, you Esav will have the koyach to choke, chenek, uforakta, you'll remove the yoke from his neck. The neck, when Yosef met Binyamin, the Pasuk says that Yosef fell on the necks of Binyamin, al tzavarov. How many necks does Binyamin have? He only has one neck. So Rashi says, it refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Why is the Beis HaMikdash described with the metaphor of a neck? Because the neck is the chibur between the head and the guf. The head represents spirituality. The guf represents gashmius, the material existence in this world. The neck is the connection. The Beis HaMikdash is the connection between the spiritual world of Shemayim and the physical world of this world. So look at the vocabulary that Yaakov Yitzchak Avinu chose to tell Esav. Esav Yitakav Tzar. You now realize you made a very big mistake. And you have a lot of tzar. So you know what? You're going to be the guarantor. You're going to be lurking in the background to make sure that Yaakov Avinu behaves himself. Because if Yaakov Avinu does not behave himself, you're going to be there to suffocate his neck or to take off the foraktu uloi me'al tzavrecha. We always in history have Esav wrapped around our neck. That's the bracha. And he's always wondering, if you don't behave, I'm going to take away the yoke. You have your makabel omal choshamayim. How are you makabel omal choshamayim with the Beis HaMikdash? You don't behave yourself. I'm going to take it away from you. I'm trying to think out loud with you now. Is that this structure that you see in picture number two? This structure that goes all the way around is these 33 chambers. They all represent the koyach of Esav.
So that's why we don't want windows.
Okay, maybe. This represents, this number 33, it all represents the koyach of Esav. Esav is also the child of Yitzchak. They also have spirituality. You can't deny the fact that Esav are spiritual people. Okay, throughout his, the Rambam talks about Christianity. The Rambam is not very critical of Christianity. Okay, the Rambam is very critical of Islam. He calls him a meshugana. He was a Meshugna. Muhammad is a Meshugna, he says.
Okay, but not Avodah Zarah.
What?
Okay, but he doesn't call it Avodah Zarah.
He does not call what? Islam. Okay, he doesn't call Christianity either Islam. Shituf. Shituf is also, he does not
necessarily. Islam is no Shituf.
But even Christianity. Well, the Ram, how does the Ram paskin? Shituf is not. Shituf, the Ram paskin, the Shituf is not Avodah Zarah. It's also not Avodah Zarah. Okay, now let's not be so generous to them. They were Sham Gemurim, what they've done to Klal Yisrael. Let's not make light.
Right. He considered one to be Avodah Zarah, and
Okay, okay. But Esav is the child of Yitzchak. Look, America is Esav. And the dollar bill, it says, God we trust. I mean it's, okay. It says a lot. There is a degree of spirituality in Esav. You can't deny that. Esav is mechaber themselves to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. These chambers is the number 33. The number says 33. And Azazel, Ibn Ezra says, you won't understand what Azazel is all about. Azazel is the Soir. Soir is Esav. Esav ish Soir. Ki, what's the pasuk? Ki Yerusha in Echad. But Ki Yerusha, I've given Har Seir as a Yerusha to Esav. This is Seir. And they are surrounding us. And what is the Beis HaMikdash? Vayipol al Tzavarov. The Beis HaMikdash, the Kechel, the Kodesh HaKodashim is the neck. And they're lurking, they're choking us. They're choking, well, on one hand, they're protecting us. You can say that also. You know, America, freedom of religion, they're giving us an opportunity to be Mekayim, the oil of Torah. And by extension, their influence spreads throughout the entire world. That, and on the other hand, look what happened during the Crusades. Look at the Holocaust. Look what happened, look at the Koyach of Esav. The Koyach of Esav is Sakonis Nefashis. It's a double-edged sword. The harm that they've done to us is irreparable. It's irreparable. But the benefit they do for us today is also beyond description. So how do you deal with it? How do you understand this? It's a contradiction. It's the worst of the worst. I'm not coming to take away one iota of one tipa sheldam that the pain they've caused Klal Yisrael throughout history. But you can't deny it.
You have to be careful of the Vayishakel also.
Oh, Avada, of course.
It's never a situation where it's always been everywhere.
Hashem, b'shnei machnais.
When it gets bad in one place, there's always an escape.
So putting all of this together, we're suggesting is since the pasuk explicitly says 33, and the Ibn Ezra says the word Sohir, the side of Sohir, of the Sohir Lazazel, which is Esav, is 33, so we have a whole new understanding is that this whole bizarre section that doesn't seem to serve any function around this ring around the Kodesh, the Kodesh HaKodashim, is alluding to Al Tzavarecha, the Migdash called Tzavarecha, is alluding to the child of Yitzchak, of Esav, who is there Mitzad Echad to protect us. He's there to help us, to mechazik us. Mitzad Sheni, he's going to choke us if we don't behave ourselves. We don't behave ourselves. Foraktu uloi me'al tzavarecha. 33 chambers. So you'll ask this, so why then in the Bayis Sheni was there 30? And also, it also makes sense why everything is 11. 33 is, there is 11 in each Seder. And the width, we learned in the Mitzvot, and with the whole question, the Tos, Tatfus, and Rashi, the width, the length of each chamber was how long? Was 11 Amos. 11 is the number of Esav. And there are 11 Alufim in Esav. So everything points to one day, HaKol HaLech HaMakim Echad, and number 11, it is Esav that is surrounding us in this area. He has no entranceway. There's a nice hefsek of the Munach. Don't come too close. Don't get too comfortable. But he's there. He's there. Don't touch. Don't touch the merchandise. It's El Roisan Delvat. But it's a polite reminder to us. And on Yom HaKippurim, we start out in the Beis Hamish, the Sohar LaHashem and the Sohar LaZazel. The Sohar LaHashem, that represents us. The Sohar LaHashem represents what's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Sohar LaZazel is what represents the 33 chambers that surround. And what do we do with the Sohar LaHashem? We go in. And what do we do with the Sohar LaZazel? We go out. What? Azazel is not our Seir. But we're starting out with their animal. Their animal is coming. Where does their animal come from? Their animal is coming from those chambers that are surrounding the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's theirs. They both start out. The girl is made in the Azara. The girl is made right opposite this structure. One is for us, one is for them. They're both there. They're both right in front of us. All these chambers looking at us. We go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there's we take out La'azazel. The double-edged sword of Foraktu uloi me'al tzavarecha. This is the soid of the Ibn Ezra. When you get to 33, so Baruch Hashem, we've gotten, I mean, what more do you want? This is explicit. 33. It says 33. It doesn't say 33, everything else is drush. Count 33, psukim, Yaakov, even the 33. This is Mamash Apasek. And it makes sense. But why was the 38 in the Bayis Rishon by Sheni, not 33? I don't know. That we don't know. That was only 30. There were 38. But now it's 33. Okay, we're going to stop here, take a short break. We'll learn a little halacha and a little drush.